This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Search and rescue teams continue to search for survivors after a strong earthquake in the Aegean Sea between the Turkish coast and the Greek island of Samos, killed at least 19 people, injured more than 700. Amid collapsed buildings and flooding, officials said 17 people were killed in Izmir, Turkey's third largest city, including one person who drowned. Officials said a small tsunami also struck south of Izmir and seawater flooded streets on Samos. Seismologists said that the earthquake had a magnitude of 6.9 and was centered in the Aegean. While new coronavirus cases are surging in Kansas, a new study finds that counties in the United States with mask mandates have about half as many infections in the counties that do not. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The University of Kansas conducted the study that finds the regions that require masks saw a 50% drop in their 7-day rolling average of daily cases, starting 2 weeks after the mask mandates were issued. Research Director Donna Ginther says they're not saying that masks will eliminate COVID-19, but they significantly slow the spread of the disease, at least they do in Kansas. The state's Democratic governor tried to impose a statewide mask mandate this summer, but almost all of the counties opted out. COVID cases began spiking in September, and the report finds counties without mask requirements have been hardest hit. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A 17-year-old from Illinois accused of killing two demonstrators in Kenosha, Wisconsin, has been extradited to stand trial on homicide charges, with sheriff's deputies in Illinois handing him over to their counterparts in Wisconsin. In his afternoon ruling, they rejected Kyle Rittenhouse's bid to remain in Illinois. The judge noted the defense attorneys had characterized him as politically motivated. This is VOA News. Armenia and Azerbaijan promised Friday to avoid shelling residential areas amid the fighting over Nagorno-Karabakh, a pledge that follows a day of talks in Geneva, even as Azerbaijani troops push deeper into the separatist territory. Two sides agreed they will not deliberately target civilian populations or non-military objects in accordance with international humanitarian law. They also promised to help recover and exchange the remains of soldiers left on the battlefield, and in a week's time submit list of prisoners of war for the purpose of providing access and eventual exchange. France stepped up security nationwide Friday to guard against new Islamist attacks following the fatal stabbings at a church in Nice, while Muslims in other countries protested in the streets over perceived French slights to the Prophet Muhammad. President Emmanuel Macron has deployed thousands of soldiers to protect sites like places of worship and schools. France's security alert was at its highest level in response to the second deadly knife attack in its cities in 2 weeks. Police were holding a 21-year-old Tunisian migrant over the attack in Nice, in which a man shouting Allahu Akbar decapitated one woman and killed two other people in the Notre Dame Basilica on Thursday. The attack took place at a time of swelling anger among many Muslims across the globe over the issue of French cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, which they deemed to be insulting and blasphemous. Tens of thousands of Poles joined in a massive demonstration in the capital, Warsaw, Friday, the largest since protests began against the controversial near-total ban on abortion in the largely Catholic country. Warsaw officials estimated at least 100,000 people crowded the city center, many carrying black umbrellas, a sign of abortion rights in Poland. The demonstration follows the October 22nd ruling by Poland's constitutional court outlawing abortion due to fetal defects, one of the most common reasons for abortions in Poland. India's National Investigation Agency has raided the offices of the leading newspaper in Indian-controlled Kashmir and the offices and residence of a journalist and two prominent activists in disputed region. The agency said it seized incriminating documents and electronic devices in its investigation of organizations funding secessionist and separatist activities. India has also enacted new laws allowing its nationals to buy land in Kashmir, a move seen by many as a settler colonial project. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.